With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Astor Theater is hoping to keep as cool as its programming with the installation of a new air conditioning system. Executive Director Gene Robinson-Dexter says hotter summers in the past few years make it challenging to even be in the building without air conditioning. Theater management are hoping to take advantage of some federal funding to cover most of the cost, but because they are tenants at the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center, they needed the Region of Queen's permission to apply for the funding. Councillors put the request on the agenda at Tuesday's council meeting and passed the motion. Robinson-Dexter is thankful for how quickly and decisively council moved to get behind the project.
We were really gratified by the support of the council members and talking about the value of the Astor to the community. And one councillor said, you know, the Astor has touched every one of us in some way. And I just thought that was very very telling of how folks think about the Astor and this building and what we're able to offer here.
The Astor Theatre board members don't have a lot of time to put the grant application together as the window to apply closes February 28th. Mayor Darlene Norman was the only member of council to vote against giving permission for the Astor to apply for the federal grant. She's concerned by allowing their tenant to pursue a major renovation without oversight of the region's engineer. Something could be missed that could either harm the building or put the region on the hook to provide more money if the funding runs out.
My concern is the swiftness of the application. I spoke with Devourfest, Rhea from there. The Devourfest in Wolfville were very successful in those last round of applications and received millions of dollars. It took them months and months to prepare their application. You have to be very careful that when you're making this application that you've included all the costs.
The Federal Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Grant Program offers funding for small and medium-sized projects to retrofit existing community buildings ranging in total eligible cost from $100,000 to $3 million. Robinson-Dexter says they're fortunate that people with expertise installing HVAC systems in performance halls have offered to help them gather the technical information they need to complete the grant application. The Astor Theatre Board will determine how much funding to request once they know the scope of the project. Robinson-Dexter says the Astor Theatre Board don't want to add any more onto the plates of the Public Works Department and plan to deal with all aspects of the renovation themselves. They also won't be asking the municipality for any money and will address any funding shortfalls through other grants or by fundraising it themselves. The board is now working to meet the February 28th grant application deadline. Robinson-Dexter hopes that if they're successful in their bid, patrons will enjoy performances in air-conditioned comfort at the Astor Theatre by summer of 2024. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.